Blessed are you, Lord. Thank you that, oh Lord, it has pleased you that you will reveal your secret unto us. Thank you, Lord. Take us deeper in thee, O Lord, and we shall forever be grateful. Open the eyes of our understanding that we may be enlightened this afternoon, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Things that are hidden in your word, let it be unveiled unto us. Things you have hidden from the world, let it be unveiled unto us, your children. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let it please you this afternoon, O God. You'll unveil unto us mysteries that will end our miseries. In the blessed name of the Lord, we have prayed. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. So yesterday I told you that you cannot, it is an error to remain shallow in God and still receive deeper things of the Lord. I said, it is error. It is error. It is impossible to remain shallow in the Lord, to remain on the surface and still encounter deeper things in the Lord. It is an error. So those that cannot go deeper in the Lord cannot find the deep things of the Spirit. So anytime somebody comes out with a mystery, please don't just think that they had it on the surface, because there is a depth in God that men must go. And I please you welcome. There is a depth in God that God chases must love and they must find. True men of mysteries and true men of revelation are not found on the surface. They are found in the deep. That is why scripture says that deep calleth unto deep. Not surface calleth unto deep. Not shallow calleth unto deep. So if you have taken upon yourself to dedicate your life unto the Lord and say, oh Lord, I will serve you, oh Lord, I will do this, I will do that, and I need your spirit and I need your power and I need this, sir, you need to go deep. You need to be a man that is deep, because it is deep that calleth unto deep, not shallow. So there are some people, they can never do things that are great. Excuse me, but let me tell you the truth. Some people cannot do great things because great things are not found on the surface. Are you welcome? No, they are not found on the surface. You can't be spending 30 minutes prayer and 2 weeks time you come and pray 30 minutes prayer. You don't have time to even, sir. Scripture says that it is the glory of God to conceal things, and it is the honor of kings to set the things that has been hidden, to set it out. So we being kings and queens in the Lord, royal priesthood, a holy nation, kings and queens unto God, we've been those people. It is our duty to search the deeper things of the Lord. There are things hidden in God. The Lord has concealed informations. There are certain informations unto you deeper. You can't find it. That is why it's not everybody that can heal. Sometimes you hear, I say, everybody can heal. Yeah. And then they are kind of that out. No. There are some things in the Lord. It's for those that are deep. That's why sometimes I find it difficult to believe or to accept the people that are baptized today and tomorrow they say they are prophet and they are prophesy. And what is the meaning of deep collect unto deep? Men are spending time with God, and you are not spending time with God, and you still want to be at the top with them. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. I'm sorry, but that is the truth. Men are spending time, hours, days. Some are going on retreat. Some do not even eat. And you are eating every food that is available unto you at any time. And you still want to be like people that have dedicated their life, consecrated themselves, and they are God chasers. Mama, there are still bigger fishes in the sea. Let me tell you this. Thank you, Holy Spirit. There are still bigger fishes in the sea. That if only you are somebody that is a shallow fisherman, you will never catch a big fish, because it is not for the big fishes are not for shallow men, shallow fishermen. Those that can go to the sea and come home with bigger fishes are those that go deep. If you're afraid to go deep, then you're afraid to enjoy big fishes. So take this scenario and get to know that the secret of the Lord is not found on the surface. It's not found in a 30 minutes prayer, 15 minutes prayer. No dedication, no commitment, no consecration, no holiness. Because you have accepted Christ as your personal Lord and personal Savior, you think that you can do everything that you want and still be like those that are big, that are going deep, that have consecrated themselves, that are practicing purity, that respect holiness. You think you can still be like them? It doesn't work like that. And there would need be something called price to pay. There is a price to pay. Everybody is fornicating, but I need to tell myself that flesh, hey, this flesh of mine, you are not supposed to fornicate. You have been dedicated unto God. Romans chapter 12 verse 1 now. You have been dedicated unto God. You have been consecrated unto God. Let all men fornicate. But for you, there is something you need from the Lord, so you cannot fornicate. You can't fornicate. And when men are able to dedicate their lives and be committed to certain things, and they are doing these things, and you are then you are doing anything anyhow, and you think you can be like them? The secret of the Lord are with them that fear God. The secret of the Lord are with them that love purity. The secret of the Lord are with them that practice holiness. The secret of the Lord are with them that are consecrated. That was what we talked about yesterday. It's about time holiness be respected. Think that holiness is a thing of the past. Oh, there is grace. And Paul is asking. So, because of grace, should we still be sinning? I said, no. He asked the question and he answered himself. Oh, I don't know. Should we keep on sinning all in the name of grace? Then what happens to holiness? What happens to consecration? What happens to purity? May the Lord help us. In the mighty name of Jesus. So in these 3 days that we are praying and fasting, we want to present ourselves as vessel of honor, which is fit for the master's use. Alabado Osha. That is why I make us say, our reaction now, you're fasting, you're a jack. Never been could be di. So you're fasting, you're a rather more warrior. If that is your motive, we want to be fit for the master's use. When the master accepts us, marriage cannot elude us. Marriage cannot run away from us when we command it to come. If only you can obey, you can command. There are some things left for those that are obedient. There are some things left for those that are committed in the Lord. There are some things. Are we together? And so this afternoon, by the grace of God, because we want to pray, we just want to be quick with the word of the Lord, and then we start our prayer. I want to be fit for the master's business. There is a business that the master wants to transact with my life. There is a business my generation needs, and I want to present myself fit for my master's use. So that if my generation is going through any issue, the master can deem me fit and use me to save my generation. These are the people that the Lord is in need of. And this is why we have gathered, and this is why we want to gather even tomorrow, and even pray more, and ask the Spirit of the Lord to take us deeper in Him. In the name of Jesus. Yesterday we talked about how we can receive God's secret. We talked about living a consecrated life. We talked about studying and meditating on God's word. We talked about associating with the rice. We talked about embarking on retreat. We talked about prayer and fasting. Today, I want to enter, still talking about the secret of the Lord, but this time I want to have another topic under the topic. No, I won't call it another topic. I have named how we can receive God's secret. We want to know the channels through which God reveals His secret. Information is very important. Information is very important. So tomorrow, these are some of the things we're going to do. We're going to pray. Everyone pray, Papa. So if you are free, join us and let's do it together. Okay. I want to talk about channels through which the Lord reveals His secret. I've already told you that the secret of the Lord is with them or those that fear Him. We have broken that scripture down and we got to know a lot of things. Now, what are some of the channels that the Lord is able to reveal His secret? When a man pleased God and the Lord wants to reveal His secrets unto such a man, what channel does the Lord use? These are the things we've got to know. These are the things that we got to know. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Power us, oh God. Let me take you to Genesis chapter number 46, verse 2. If somebody is there, you can post it for us. Genesis chapter number 46, verse 2. Kapandat abadosan abadam. Ranas kuvenemesenia tempalakati marahasat. Genesis chapter number 46, verse 2. Thank you, Spirit of God. Ayadabadaba. Okay. Let me read my version here. I believe that the people of God will also post them. I say, and God spoke unto Israel in the visions of the night. And God spoke to Israel in a vision that night. Jacob. Yes, he said, I am listening. And God spoke unto Israel in the visions of the night and said, Jacob. And he said, here I am, or here am I. Numbers chapter 12, verse 6. We want to be fast with these scriptures. Numbers chapter 12, verse 6. Numbers chapter 12, verse 6. Thank you for the scripture. Give me Numbers chapter 12, verse 6. Thank you, Spirit of God. Numbers chapter 12, verse 6. I'm reading scripture. And he said, Hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision and will speak unto him in a dream. And he said, Hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision and will speak unto him in a dream. He said, listen carefully to what I'm telling you. If there is a prophet of God among you, I make myself known to him in visions. I speak to him in dreams. So there are channels that the Lord reveals His secrets unto men. And today we want to review some of the channels by the grace of God. Talking about Genesis chapter number 46, the verse number 2, the Lord speaking to the people, or the Lord wanting to talk to Jacob and to come into the dream of Jacob. Sometimes he comes into their vision. He gives them a vision. So one thing that a Christian must not play with, especially dedicated ones, is your dream. Your dream life must be taken serious. Seeing of visions is very important. So if you can be there, 2 weeks, no dream. 1 month, no dream. Don't laugh over it. It's a serious issue. There are some of us we can stay a whole month, no dream, and we don't care. Months, no dream, you don't care. How do you receive that which the Lord wants you to receive? So dream life is a necessity because the Lord speaks to his people per scripture. And that is why we are gathering, and that is why we are fasting. If there is anything that has hindered us from seeing or receiving God's message through our dreams, may that thing be taken off in the name of Jesus. Shalabadas. It is good to dream, because the Lord speaks to us through that. Okay, so let me go into the channels. I'll get to the dream by force. Number one. One of the channels the Lord revealed his secret unto man. Number one is the word of God. Number one is the word of God. The secret of the Lord is hidden. What the Lord wants to do for man. A lot of information have been hidden from man. But one of the channels that the Lord is able to reveal his secrets unto man, his reveal secrets unto generations, is through the word of the Lord. So if you are truly a Christian and you have lost interest in studying the word of the Lord, then how are you going to receive the secret of the Lord? How? If you are truly a believer, and we need to apologize to you before you study one scripture a day, then how do you get to know the secret of the Lord concerning your life? It's one of the channels. Hebrews chapter 5 verse 12. Hebrews chapter 5 verse 12. Let me take the verse 13 rather. Hebrews chapter 5 verse 13. Let's look at something there. Please be fast with me, those that are posting for us. Hebrews chapter number 5 verse 13. We want to pray. I see in your time, I won't pie. And I don't see one pie. Fasting and prayer. And yet, fasting and prayer. Somebody posting for me. Oh, my mother. Hebrews chapter 5. Verse number 13, I read. For everyone that useth muck is unskillful in the word of righteousness. For he is a babe. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful. Paul was talking to the people, the Hebrews. He was telling them, most of us, it is only milk, 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 milk. We don't even have time to even search scriptures. Let me tell you, one duty of the believer is to search scriptures. There are a lot of mysteries hidden in the word of the Lord. There are a lot of mysteries hidden in the word of the Lord. There are a lot of information hidden in the word of the Lord. So how then do you receive the secret of the Lord if you don't know the channel called the word of God? How then do you receive it if you don't have interest in sitting down to search the scriptures? There are some of us, all that we know is that we go to church and we have been taught, and that is it. We go to church, the preacher preaches, and after that we come to the house. The next time we will touch our Bible again is when we are going to church the following Sunday. So from Sunday to the following Sunday, we do not touch our Bible. Yet we want to see deep things. We want to receive secret. Yet we want the Lord to expose and reveal things unto us. How then does he do that if we have neglected the channel through which he speaks to his people? Now then, for everyone who continues to feed on milk is obviously inexperienced and unskilled in the doctrine of righteousness, of conformity to the divine will in purpose, thought, and action. For he is a mere infant, not able to talk yet. A mere infant. You will not see a baby opening a book to read. The infant. Maybe I can take it to any time, I could be a Bible. Usha. But when you get to a certain stage, get to know that the word of God is one of the channels that the Lord speaks to his people. And so you will not neglect it. Some of us are 10 years in Christ, yet we are like babies. How many scriptures do we have in our spirit? How many scriptures? How many scriptures? That is why sometimes we sin easily against God. So thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I may not sin. Thy word have I hidden in my heart. So we don't just read it, we meditate and we hide his word in our heart. If you want to know the secret of the law, one of the channels is his word. One of the channels is his word. His word. His word. His word. His word. A preacher man without the word of the Lord is like a lecturer. A singer without prayer, without the word of the Lord, is just a soloist. You're just a soloist. You're just a... No. It is the word that empowers. It is the word of the Lord that empowers us, because the word of the Lord contains the secret of the Lord. So you should be able to develop interest in studying it every day of your life. If you think that milk will build you up, if you think that food can build you up, then rethink and also know that the word of the Lord will build you up more. It is the word of the Lord that is able to build us up. The word. Are we together? Hello? Are we together? You can't neglect the word of the Lord. Apostle Kwashi, please, you walk up. You can't neglect the word of the Lord and follow after miracles and prophecies and, oh my God. My God. Word of the Lord for your life every day is a miracle for your life. It's a prophecy for your life. Because one of the channels through which the Lord communicates. Do you have a witness? Have you ever been through a problem? That all of a sudden you begin to study the word of the Lord and you find a word that suits the problem you are going through. And it calms you down. Do I have a witness? I've gone through this and I've seen this a lot of times. Sometimes some things will not be working. And you are tempted to think. You are tempted to lose hope. And all of a sudden, your time of studies is up. And you pick your Bible and you want to read something. And the Spirit of the Lord will direct you to a word that is for you in that season. In that moment, the word you need is provided, and you are like, how is good? I study the word of the Lord. There are a lot of secrets embedded in the word of the Lord. Sometimes you will enter into 8 hours prayer. You will not hear anything. But immediately you open the word of the Lord, an answer will come from the word of the Lord. That is why his word must not be neglected. That is why. There is no prophetic word greater than the word of God. The word of God. The word of God brings relief. The word of God. The Lord speaks to us through his word. We have his spoken word. Words he has. Yesterday I told you that the things that the Lord has said already, and they are embedded in the book called the Bible. The Lord is still speaking today. Even today he's still speaking. There is one thing I have come to understand. There is nothing old in the word of God. If you are a Bible lover, let me put it like that, or a word chaser, you will get to know that there is nothing old in the word of the Lord. No. Maybe you haven't gotten to a point where you need that word for your life. The word of God is potent. The word of God is powerful. Scripture says that it is sharper than a two-edged sword. So the next time you're looking for the channel where the Lord reveals a secret, you've got to sit down quietly and you've got to enter into his word. And you've got to study his word. And as you keep on studying, he will also be revealing secrets unto you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. So the secret of the Lord is revealed to men that are word lovers. Do you love God's word? And I'll be in good shape, baby, and I'll be cancerous. You must also find time and study God's word. I believe we are together. The second channel, we will pray about all these, but let's be fast. The second channel is drinks that your soul. Drinks. Genesis chapter 31, verse 11. Let's be fast with this. Genesis chapter 31, verse 11. Genesis chapter 31, verse 11. Every point I'll give a scripture. So, you know my first time. Genesis chapter 31, verse 11. I'm reading verse 11 to 30. I say, and the angel of the Lord spoke unto me in a dream, saying, Jacob. And I said, here am I. And he said, lift up now thy eyes and see all the rams which leap upon the cattle are ring-streaked, speckled, and grizzled. For I have seen all that Laban doeth unto thee. Sir, there was a time in the life of a man called Laban and Jacob. Jacob went to his uncle Laban to stay with him. And the man was so smart that he wanted to cheat the young guy. But the Lord was able to reveal secrets unto the man called Jacob in a dream. That is why yesterday we were praying about this thing. There are certain things that are hidden that the Lord must reveal to us in our dream. You may be walking with somebody and you don't even know the intentions of the person, but the Lord can reveal their intentions to you in a dream. There is a decision you have taken. If only you pray about the decision, the Lord can reveal the outcome of the decision to you in a dream. The Lord talks to men. The Lord speaks to men. The Lord speaks with men. And he's able to speak with men at all times. And one of the things or the one of the channels that he uses in speaking to men is through dreams. But this man never knew until the Lord appeared to him. Hallelujah. If there is anything hidden in your life, may the Lord reveal it to you through your dreams. In the mighty name of Jesus. Enough of the sheep chasing and the cow chasing dreams. There are certain things that are very important in your life that must be revealed. If not, you'll be making mistakes. Enough of the cow chasing and the cockroach chasing and those things. No. It's about time that things that matter most to your destiny be revealed to you. The matter of Jacob was a matter of destiny because the man was about to deceive him. He had worked for years and the man was about to overturn things for his life until the Lord revealed himself to him and showed him what to do. Somebody, all that you need is a direction from God through your dreams and everything is settled. And I'm believing God that as we wait on him, may that direction appear in our dream. In the mighty name of Jesus, anything that is covering our dream life, any speckle on our eyes that is stopping us from receiving a signal from heaven through our dreams, let that thing be wiped out by the blood of Jesus. Let the fire of the Lord consume every speckle that is stopping us from receiving divine dreams. In the mighty name of Jesus. And receive with divine signal from the Lord through our dreams. Let that thing be done away with in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the power of the Lord be at work. And let the power of the Lord arrest any forces that is not of the Lord, that is fighting our dream life in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord reveals secrets. In the life of Daniel, the Lord revealed secrets. He revealed a dream that Nebuchadnezzar had that he himself had forgotten. If this is not God, then who else? It was the Lord that was able to reveal the secret unto Daniel. For Daniel to explain the dream for Nebuchadnezzar that had a dream and never understood. He had a dream but had no understanding. But the Lord revealed the dream to Daniel and gave him the meaning. Gave him an understanding thereof. If you would take your dream life serious, it can make you tap into deeper things of God. Because it is a medium that the Lord speaks to his people. And it looks as if it is only men of God that must dream. It looks as if it is only people, men of God that can dream or that must dream. Church member, you are a child of God. You have access to this channel. And so therefore you must not play loose with it. If for 2 years, if for 2 months, 1 month, 3 months, you have not dreamed. You have not received any dream. You have not dreamt, right? If for 2 months, 3 months, you have not dreamt, please, don't take it lightly. How would you know where your life is heading towards? When you're making wrong choices, how would you know? When you're taking wrong decisions, how would you know? Because the Lord speaks to man. Number one, through his word. Number two, through dreams. So our dream life must be taken seriously, sir. Is that not a cause? 1 week on so daya dan when yaji. Media me didi wea men so dayo. Media me media hey. What do you bread the agro? You will be stagnant. You will not know the way forward. If things are fighting you may not know. So there is one thing that the Lord has given me. No matter how ridiculous their dream looks, when a person tells me, even instantly, if I don't receive the meaning, I tell you, let me pray about it. The Lord will reveal to me, and I can give you an explanation. It is the Lord blessing me in that way. I don't play with dreams. I do not play with it. And so therefore, the channel called dream is not only for evil dreams. There are some of us, the only time we dream is when evil is happening to us. Where the devil can infiltrate your dream life and he will stop you from knowing where the Lord is taking you. And every day he'll be feeding you with negativities. Your life will be full of negativities. Every day you'll be full of negativities. You'll be full of things that will cause you fear. Do the only one to me so diabolical, so Diana, which you play with. Are you working at the abattoir? That you have stolen somebody's cow and the cow is chasing you in the midnight? Let those negative dreams come to an end. We are not working at the abattoir. From today, no chasing. In the mighty name of Jesus. There are certain secrets we need to know. There are certain things that are hidden that must be revealed. Our next destination from now, we must know. It is either we do not know, and sir, ignorance is not the absence of information. It is the neglect of information, because information is there. You are neglecting it. You have decided not to go for it. That is why you are ignorant. It is not the absence of information. It is not. It is the neglect of it. Nyamia semo horse on candy. Baby, I made me could tear Nyamia semi come as of me and Yamia Samatra. What about the day that you go? I remember when COVID came and we were not able to go to church. Some of us here, Mobo Papa. Some of you be a presbyter, Nyamia sem. Which means that we have neglected the word of the Lord for our own lives for far too long. That we don't have time to even sit down and study, open the Bible. Some of us opening the Bible alone will cause us to yawn. Should we sit down for 5 minutes? We will sleep for 5 hours because we open the word of the Lord. You see how the devil has reduced us to. Then say that your sleeping tablet is the word of God. And you don't see anything wrong with it, and you think it's normal. Papa, it may be a Bible, and many come on this. I thought I'd grant them into me now. The Bible, and you don't see anything evil about this. That the word must reveal secrets unto you. When you pick it, you sleep. Papa, me am so you. What did diablo so? You have overeaten. Mama, the Lord speaks to his people through dreams. He speaks to his people through his word. He loves us so much that if there is anything hidden that he wants to reveal to us, it's through dreams. Through dreams. He speaks so much. So you cannot neglect it. Can we go to Job chapter 33, verse 14? Job chapter 33, verse 14. Blessed one, please, you're welcome. Dr. Charles, I salute you. Job chapter 33, the verse number 14 to the verse number 16. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Dear, I say, for God speaketh once, yet twice, yet man perceiveth it not. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, in slumberings upon the bed, then he openeth the ears of men and sealeth their instruction. Hey. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth up to men, to what then I will go deep, you know, the Lord is able to open your ears, your spiritual ears, your spiritual eyes, and he's still able to whisper, he's still able to communicate with you. God always answers one way or the other. Even when people don't recognize his presence. In a dream, for instance, a vision at night, when men and women are deep in sleep, fast asleep in their beds, that is when he reveals that what he wants men to know. So the secret of the Lord is with those that fear him. And when he wants to reveal this secret, one of the tunnels is through our dream. Your dream life. He opened the ears of men and sealed their instruction. Sir, and some of us, we are even gifted with the gift of dream. And you don't see the Lord leading you through that. You don't see the Lord using you through that. I remember growing up, I was serving a woman of God in Kumasi. When the woman of God sleeps, hey, whatever you are doing behind, when she wakes up, she can tell you through what she saw in her dream. Some people, their dream life is powerful. And as I'm speaking, the Spirit of the Lord is telling me that even he has gifted a lot of people on this platform with that gift. We have lost the signal. And so today, upon finding your dream life, hey, diagro, like upon the ball. And you may who hear and see a song die. At first, the Lord was speaking to us, but because we were not catching the signal, now we can see again. There are prophets that see through visions. There are prophets that see through dreams. So, if the Lord has been so pleased with your life, and he has opened your ears, opened your eyes to receive a revelation, you must not play with it. If the Lord open your ears, verse 61 said, then he opened the ears of man. From today, if your dream life is busy basa is English. From today, if your dream life is busy basa, Ofana Brofonso and your back or two English, madam, I pray for you in the name of Jesus. May the Lord open your ears, may the Lord open your eyes from today, in the mighty name of Jesus. May the Lord touch your dream life in the name of Jesus. Some of us, our dream should have even made us powerful. But the neglect of it, we have neglected it. They say, you move so that you couldn't fire home. Or sorry, you are straight to a dreamer. Or sorry, you are straight to school. Or sorry, you are straight to an impenefi. First, nanya kupon no kasa. Number three, channels through which the Lord reveals the secret. Number three, through vision, daylight vision or night vision. Dream is different from vision. And let me explain. I have to talk plenty about the explanation thereof. So let me give a difference. As for dream, unless you sleep. That is soon dear, unless you sleep. But as I'm speaking to you, my spiritual eye can see something. Or the Lord can show me something. Okay, growing up, let me use my life so you can understand me. Growing up, eh? Time and up on the phone, at the age of 12, 13 thereof, I could see. My eyes were opened by that time because my entire life was in the church. And crank it to a baba ni yebom pa ya se adwene yaduma. But that saw them say, ah, ti Awurade hu mi mbo. Obi e me ni ntem. And die soon na ka ntem. And sana meet me no be dey come sometimes we will be having chat and all of a sudden I will see something written on the wall. Sometimes I will see something being displayed on a screen like a television. And whatever I see on there, when I say it, it's what is happening in the person's life. When I was growing up, I didn't understand those things. I didn't know what it was. Sometimes it is like a projection. Sometimes it's like a television. And I see things written on it. There's something that you are going through or an answer to a problem that you have been worried about for far too long. That is when I started catching visions. For dream, I need to sleep. And there is another one called trance. It's also a vision, but it is an extended form of vision. And Robert is what the answer will not. And I'm own home doing that, baby. I'll take my time and explain these things well. I'll take my time. I think I need to have time for these things. These are spiritual things. So that on our life in the agro. So the Lord speaks to men through dreams. Number two, through visions. Acts chapter 10, verse 9. Let's be fast with this. Acts chapter 10, verse 9. Acts chapter 10, verse 9. I'm picking to the verse number 22, the whole story, but I will paraphrase it so that we get it. But let's go to Acts chapter 10, verse 9. The 3 days ever query, and Oda your son messed up back. What a rather baby when you are rather baby was soon on the morrow. The next day, as they went on their journey and drew near the city, Peter went up on the housetop to pray about the sea power. I think, permit me, let's read everything. No, we'll be a hundi or hope. Said yeah, they are and high. Permit me, and what 9 to 22 is a very powerful story. But follow up so that you can understand. Acts chapter 10, the verse number 9. And then morrow, as they went on their journey and drew near unto the city, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. And he became very hungry and would have eaten. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance. This was what I was talking about. So he was not sleeping. But it also looked like he was sleeping. And he was caught up into the heaven. So scripture says that, and he saw heaven open and a certain vessel descending unto him, as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners and let down the earth. And wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth and the wild beasts and the creeping things and the fowls of the earth. I think I'm into what's I'm breaking it down. Listen. So Peter was somebody, now legalistic. The only one who could have compare advance of anything into so you're Gentile, how you're different. Oh, you're Jews, how you're different. No, no, no. It doesn't mix the two. So the Lord had to teach him a lesson in a dream. And so scripture speaking says that in a dream, the Lord took him, in a trance or in a vision, the Lord showed him something. And moi, Yakamo Old Testament, Musa, Israel, ni entino was the ones the Lord used in the trance. And when he saw it, he thought it was an abomination. But the Lord had a message. It was a coded message. Look at how coded the message is. If you take your time and you read, enye da yesu nyina wo so a udidi na firi bo nsam. Let us not mix things up. If the devil can feed you in a dream, the Lord can also feed you in a dream. It is just a matter of knowing who fed you and where it's coming from. If you know the source, you can handle it. Let us not generalize dreams. So sometimes when people call me and they're like, that is awesome, Diana said, Mr. Debbie, don't go there, don't say it like that. Don't ask, say everything. Because in saying everything, I will get the message from the Lord for you. But if you ask me, also Diana said, who handkerchief, Obi will be handkerchief, I said, say, I may be quick to tell you, sir, Abia, what do you mean? So after telling me all that everything, then the Lord will help us and interpret it so that we don't give you a bad interpretation. So let me say this again. They say it is not every dream that men eat in a dream that is from the devil. Let us not generalize every dream. Find the source through prayer. It is only lazy Christians that generalize things so that they can have their way. If the devil can give you weakness through dream, then the Lord can also give you strength through dream. Let us not be legalistic Christians where we are stationed at a point or at a place where we think that everything is the devil, everything is the devil, everything is the devil. So if the devil has access to your dream, God cannot have access to your dream, right? Right? Catch yourself who be answer. Also, then now did you order him? Oh, Musa, the source. Oh, Musa, I may say, I said, I say, oh, sorry, but I just say, yeah, we are here. Yeah, toy, are you now? Yeah, you will say, yeah, you will say, baby, I need the who to Nipaso. And the words that I may toy, are you now? Pitana. But to tell me, where? Not on someone to Yariama Peter. Another Yami toy, Yariama Peter. The Lord was giving Peter a message. I said that was how I found a spinach. Was Mama, I mean, come in and throw some 27, 28 years ago. I mean, I'm in auntie and you know, maybe I'm a denim, yes. Mama, me, I dream that be me, yare. Me, yare, any tear me, yaka, mama, waha. Me, yare, I was saying, broken me, yare, any tear, be son, and I'm a pay a rip out. Eti, man, you know. And I sat down one day on my sick bed. Sat down now and young missionaries, normal born young people. Spirit of God help me. That song. Oh Jesus. All of a sudden, and I mean, who said me with garlic? You say, Obiama, me garlic. I don't know whether I should say in a dream. It was in a dream because Namada. Who said me with garlic in a dream? Then I woke up. And when I woke up, I called my mom. Yes, sir. Yeah. My friend, my mom said, Mommy, Satan, if you. I mean, who's yet garlic that? In fact, garlic in Yadrian, we feed that. Growing up, I was not privileged to a lot of things, I'm telling you. Name you, who garlic that? The first time I saw garlic was in my dream. Me who said, Obia, mama, garlic. Me who said, Obia, mama, garlic.
daddy.
I'm free, mommy. Chacha, my emre. We tell me the kwanam isu. My emre dam paneso. Wanam kache mommy said. Me who garlic woda yim. Papa bi mommy garlic no sa kache mommy said me pe wi bi na memory. My mom was aware of garlic, but yendi bida. Na mommy, aye entem no pe garlic. I say this to the glory of God. Me rekura ho. Me revida. Legalistic Christians, Christians that are stationed at one place, we because we don't read, because we don't pray, we don't want to invest in prayer. Yes, me after I visited the loo and came, that was the end of everything. That was the end of what I was going through. I visited the loo. I sweated. After this, and one more. How are you? I'm one mirror. It's me for me more for a bit. Me no man draw. Enough of this. Why have I been drawn to this side? Mama, I want you to understand. Enye da ye so bia wo didi oda yim. Na ba kon so na me nim e dro bia se fe no. Me hu da yim na bioferro. Me nim e dro ne da. Me ko Baptist. Awo where the middle hand of it. BBB Baptist now La Paz, La Paz, events, Abeka Janshi area, whatever. BBB Baptist, Murphy. Tessano Baptist, thank you. I went to Tessano Baptist to play keyboard. Immediately I came home in Bayare. I'm a calculator, please, you welcome. I'm a Fiana Bayare, I'm a Yare, no. I'm a proof, I'm a status, I'm a Yare. I'm a Yare, I'm a point, like. Me kambom me nsa enyinek kambom me nan enyinek kambom me nan air chimba me inside like me yekete at once. That attack I've never seen any in my life. It's now say you rush me fast me yiri and me suffer penny rush me fast and me go hospital because the hospital say me hunsuo nyina asa but say doctor na katle me yiri say and the okunu den oyey me hunsuo nyina asa na da me ye mesi na makotwe me hunsuo ere na me hunsuo nyina asa ya se me hunsuo nyina asa. I have not been dehydrated me nsa ah ya se me hunsuo nyina asa me da yare mpa no so. I saw this medicine in my dream, bioferro na me nim da me hu da. I saw it in there. Very good. A tonic, a blood tonic. That was what I saw. Doctors in India drew Bramino. I'm Catherine said, this is the drug I need. And I'm telling her, don't play with God. And don't think that everything is the devil. If you can differentiate between what the Lord, an information the Lord is giving you and an information the devil is giving you, you can do that if you are sharp in the things of the spirit. Men and so, and don't be taking views of men. Take the views of heaven before you accept the views of men. If you are quick to accept the views of men, you will be lost. Be quick to accept the views of heaven before you think about the views of men, because the views of men is very deceptive, especially the way we have done things in our generation. I'm asking the name says Spinach Cryer Drew. She received her own in a dream. So can we say that it was the Lord that wanted to give her a problem in the tummy? Any dream you have that has got to do with eating in the dream, please find the source. Ask God. We feel lazy going back to pray. That is why sometimes we accept the cheap one. These things came about because of the scripture we just read. the Lord is able to reveal things to men through visions. And I pray that may the Lord open your eyes. In these 3 days, may your dream life change. May you begin to receive dreams upon dreams in the mighty name of Jesus. I said, may you begin to receive dreams upon dreams in the mighty name of Jesus. From today, as you have set aside your heart to receive from the Lord, may your eyes be open spiritually and physically in the mighty name of Jesus. Number four, channels through which the Lord speaks to men. Number four, counselors. F24, counselors. The Lord is able to reveal his secret to men through godly counselors. I mean, you see godly counselors. He said, counselors, Abu. I'm talking about godly counselors. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 5. Feed me with that scripture, and let's be fast with it. Hey, time will come. Proverbs chapter 12. I love God's word, so let's spend time in God's word. I'm immaculate, I salute you. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 5. If you are there, you can post it for us. If you're not there, then I can read. The thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceit. So if a wicked man is giving you a counsel, that's why I said godly counselors. Godly counselors. Godly counselors. But if you open that same Bible to Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14, you also find out that where no counselors, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Where there is no counsel, the people fall. Where there is no counsel, there be a foot wound, you know. Nipa shi as just like that. Nipa, people fail, people fall. People get lost where there is no counsel. But where there is godly counsel, there is safety. You cannot be in the midst of godly counselors and still feel and still be fearful and still lose the battle. Because through the godly counselors, the Lord is able to reveal his secrets unto men. The Lord revealed his secret unto the land of Egypt through Joseph. By his counsel, by the word he told them, by the idea he gave them, they became saved because they were able to store food against the famine that was coming. In the multitude of counselors, there is safety. So if the Lord has given you a godly counselor, please don't allow your pride to sack them. That is why I always say that there are some people, if they offend you, you must apologize to them. There are some people the Lord has brought them our way. Sir, if they offend you, go and apologize to them yourself, because you don't know. Maybe it is through them the Lord is revealing his secret every day to you. The Lord is able to use counselors to reveal his secrets unto us. Hallelujah. Are we together? Are we together? Thank you, Holy Spirit. So the Spirit of the Lord is able to reveal his secret unto us through counselors. Seriously. So one of the channels is the word of God. Second is the dream. Third is vision. Four of his counselors. Am I a secret? Can we push it? Yes. Yes. For the sake of time, I'm going to tell you. The next one the Lord is able to use as a channel for us is called circumstances. Somebody say circumstances. Genesis chapter 45, verse 8. Let's listen to something Joseph said. The Lord can use our situation to reveal a secret unto us. It is a channel that is able to use to communicate unto us. Circumstances. Genesis chapter number 45, the verse number 8, scripture says that, so now It was not you that sent me here either, but God. And he have made me a father to Pharaoh and lord of all his house and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. The people thought that they were sending Joseph away. Some even thought that they've killed him. The father thought that Joseph was dead. But when Joseph reunited with his family, he told them that you were not the one that sent me here. The circumstances I went through, it was the secret of the Lord. It was a secret code that the Lord wanted me to decode so that I will have a genuine future. There was a destiny he has appointed unto his people, and he used these circumstances that I have come through to reveal his secret. So you're not the one that brought me here. And brothers, don't be so sorry that you sold me. Don't be so sorry that you discarded me off. Don't be so sorry that you heard that I am dead. I am not dead. You didn't send me here either. Mama, there are certain circumstances we go through. It is not the devil. There are certain circumstances we go through. It is not the witch. There are certain circumstances we go through. It is not our mistakes. Most of them, it is the Lord that wants to give us a message. So it is either you are sharp to receive the message, or it passes by. And you begin to blame witches. There are certain circumstances the Lord is able to use to reveal his secret unto us. Send a lady to come Israel. And the Lord needed somebody to be in Egypt, to be in the hems of affairs, to be a father to Pharaoh and the Lord over all the people on the land of Egypt. Send a Yami Pobisha, and he wasn't able to do it, but to create a circumstance. And sometimes, if you know the message behind it, you won't cry. That is why I always say that if you're going through something, please ask for the message behind. There is always a message behind a circumstance we go through. There is always a message. Anything we go through in this life, even when we are sick, there is a message behind. When we are rejected, there is a message behind. When we suffer broken heart, there is a message behind. Whatever you go through in this life, mama, seek for a message behind. Maybe a secret code for the good course of your life. It may be a secret code. Are we together? But rather, you have to pray the prayer of inquiries. Ask God. Sir, yesterday when we were praying, I quoted First Samuel chapter 30. I quoted First Samuel chapter 30. And I talked to you about Ziklag when he was burned. And David had to cry and cry and cry with his men. He kept on crying. Until he had no tears to shed again. Then he remembered that. There is a message behind this circumstance. I need to find out. But if I can find out, let me go back to God and ask God for what he wants me to receive. And when he went back to God and he spoke to God, the Bible says that he inquired of the Lord. It is because we don't know that we have prayer of inquiry. That is why we think that we can go to Abosomfohonyakoyabisa. David made inquiry from God. He inquired of the Lord. You recover all. I told them that Ohana and Banibi Bawswa. Why now, Busan? Who said, Radiwati? It depressed before one yumbi. I say, Asembi ara adibi arame, no, said the idea. Asembi arame cano adibi arame, and can SSMI Bisa. You're too musician, Tiasi. And I was saying that before we take any decision, we need to pray prayer of inquiry. Will it please you, Lord? Is it in line with your will, Lord? Can I go ahead? Can I do it? Should I get married to this man? Should I marry this woman? Most of us, we don't make inquiries. We look at the flesh and we look at the things we can get, and all of a sudden we jump on passes that are going not our way. Because Why? Because you didn't make inquiries. And at the end of the day, we come back and we believe in God. May God have mercy on us. In the name of Jesus. May God have mercy on us. In the mighty name of Jesus. May God have mercy on us. In the name of Jesus. Let me talk about the last three. I'm in fancy. The next channel is called miracles. The Lord is able to use miracles to display his secret unto man. So the next channel is called miracles. I've talked about the word of the Lord, dreams, vision, counselors, circumstances, and I'm talking about miracles. And we get miracles from 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 36. 1 Kings chapter 18. 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 The verse number 36. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 36. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 36. And me, I'm on fire. Bible, I'm sure I'm on fire. And I dream. 1 Kings chapter 18. It's good we know the word of the Lord. So then when we are praying, we pray with understanding. And when I dream, share empire and go on your boy. 1 Kings chapter 18, the verse number 36. I read. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah, the prophet, came near and said, Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that these people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. And the fire of the Lord fell and consumed and burned the sacrifice. We know the story. Elijah and the gods of Baal. The Lord used a miracle to reveal a secret that is God. We will pray with this in the evening or in the night. Don't forget that today too, we are crossing over. We are crossing over tonight as well. The Lord demonstrated this power. The Lord revealed this power. Through miracles. How would you know that the Lord is powerful? It is when something happens into you, in your life. Utiminam miracles. A dying secret unto man. Thank you, Jesus. Mama, our life must be a platform for miracle. Then men will get to know that there is God. The gods of Baal thought they were powerful. And so they thought they could challenge the man of God. But at the end of the day, the Lord used that miracle to prove himself that he is God. For the sake of time, amen and amen. And I gave up one part. So through miracles, the next one is through angels. Through angels. Through angels. Acts chapter 10. Because I'm a kind in there. Acts chapter 10, the verse number 9 to 22. Through angels. For angels, there will be breaker from the Old Testament to the New Testament. They are messengers the Lord used in demonstrating his power, demonstrating his secret. Luke chapter 2. He came to the wise man. Came to Mary. The angel came to Elizabeth. The angel, when they come, they reveal the secret of the Lord to man. That's the plan of God. We will pray about that too. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I am led that we lead this prayer. Thank you, Jesus. I want us to lift up our voice in prayer. We're telling God this afternoon. Lord, anoint my eyes to see the deep things of the Lord. Anoint my eyes. Anoint my eyes, O Lord, and open my ears. When men fall into this sleep, scripture says that he opens the ears of man. want to lift up our voice. That is one don't be a coffin. Any gift of seeing visions that have gone down. See, in the last days, I will pour my spirit upon all men. Let the anointing of the Lord be made fresh. And let my spiritual eyes be opened. Let it be attached tonight, this afternoon, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are lifting up our voices in prayer in just 2 minutes. And we are telling God, oh God, anoint my eyes to catch the revelations that you have for me. Anoint my ears to catch the revelation you have for me. Anoint my eyes, anoint my ears. Anoint my eyes, anoint my ears. In the mighty name of Jesus, lift up your voice, somebody, and begin to pray with me. In the mighty name of Jesus, lick up and in me. Isopek up and in me. Libro Shadia Senemehe. My Father, my Lord, I pray. Upon Lebrosha, for your word says that through dreams and visions you speak to your people. Oh Lord, my God, I come to you this afternoon in the mighty name of Jesus that you will anoint my eyes. Anoint our eyes, O Lord, and anoint our ears. Anoint my eyes, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Cause me to receive a heavenly reception, a heavenly signal, O Lord, in my dream life, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yapanaka, Rateshalabanda, Amen, Tinibia, Sakom Mariata, Ratanamahe, Epaliatas, Kopas, Ratmatinibia, Ekopalabaha, Rapaninibia, Ekopelia Sanama, Azelebranda, Ratanamahe, Mikapa, Apandibia. My Father, my Lord, anoint my eyes, anoint my ears, O Lord, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus, in Paria Sanama, in the prospect of Epatinia, Mandala Macomparias, Ramalias, Ekoyara, Velia Tembalias, Ratospeva, in Mantanamaya, my Father, my Lord, let the anointed fall upon my life, O Lord, my God, let my dream life, O God, be changed in the name of Jesus, Kapanara, Ratospeva. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh Lord, let it please you that the faithful ones that are waiting on you and desiring so much for your spirit, we bless with your anointing. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
So the last two that I close. The gift of prophecy. The Lord is able to use the gift of prophecy to reveal his secret. The gift of prophecy. The gift of prophecy. The Lord is able to use the gift of prophecy to reveal his mind.
Yes, Lord.
To reveal his mind. And that can be found in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, the verse number 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, the verse number 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, the verse number 1. Follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye may prophesy. There is a spirit of prophecy and there is an office of the office of a prophet.
Exactly.
But Paul speaking here wants everyone to prophesy. And to prophesy simply means knowing what the Lord is doing or saying in a particular moment.
Exactly.
So as a Christian, you must know what God is doing. And you must know what God is saying. So it's not meant for people that that are pastors must follow after charity and desire spiritual gift. And after saying that, he said, my brother, that ye may prophesy. It's not for only pastors. You can prophesy. That is when you are able to catch the heavenly signal. You need to receive the heavenly signal to know what the Lord is doing now and what the Lord is saying. And tonight we will pray about it. And even tomorrow as well. Nobody will leave this house tomorrow without receiving a gift from God. And even if you have the gift and it looks dormant, you shall be revived in the name of Jesus. Now the final one, then I close. And that is one of the mediums that people so much desire. It is called the still small voice of the Holy Spirit. 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 We all desire. It is the still small voice. The Spirit of the Lord has been speaking every day. But do you have ears to hear? Romans chapter 8, verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Have you allowed yourself to be led by the Spirit of God? To become a son or a daughter of God? Spirit of the Lord is still speaking every day. It takes those that are led by him. It takes those that are led by him. The Spirit of the Lord speaks every day. He is not quiet. He's not the quieted spirit. He speaks. Do you have the ear to hear? Sometimes when scripture is speaking, what is it? They that have ears, let them hear what the Spirit is saying. And you're like, I mean, yes, one coming to you as well. Then it's not that ear, it's not your physical ear we are talking about. There is an ear called the ear of obedience. There are people that can hear the still small voice of the Holy Spirit and still not be obedient. Let those that have ears hear what the Spirit is saying. And tonight, we will pray about it. But before that, I pray for you. If there is anything stopping you from hearing the still small voice of the Lord, may the Lord help us and take it away from our lives. Mama, you cannot hear the still small voice in the midst of destruction. And so you must know. You can be in the stadium and still hear the still small voice of the Lord when you are active. I pray you understand me. So the still small voice doesn't mean that you always have to be at a quiet place. But my wife, sorry, but still have a and as a prophet, you know, they still hear the voice of God. But you must be at the same wavelength of the Spirit of God. Now, some of us, the Lord speaks to us, and what we say is, may yana bibi kasatere me say, bibi, me ti se bibi katere me say. Sometimes it is the voice of your conscience. Or the voice of the flesh. Most times it's the voice of the Spirit. Let me tell you, there is a way to escape mistakes. There is a way not to fall in errors. That is when you are led by the Spirit of God and when you hear his voice. I told me, because is Christianity without hearing from God? What is having a prayer life without hearing from God? What is fasting without hearing from God? What is 20 years service without hearing from God? How can you be called a child of God without hearing from the Father? This afternoon we will cry unto God. Our spiritual ears must be connected to his voice. At any time he says something, you will be quick to receive it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. At any time there is something that draws from the Spirit, you will be quick to hear and be obedient. So what thing I mean here? I bow papa. He saves you from a lot of things. And so tonight, when we gather, we will pray. And even in the morning, we will pray. We will pray. God bless you.